Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, of course, the big news coming out of Charlotte. The Democrats continue to roll on, and the big speech by Bill Clinton. I think Elizabeth Warren, also in a tight Senate race in Massachusetts, did a fine job, too. And there were others, but Bill Clinton is really the one that everybody's talking about, the former president. Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News was there for the whole thing. Ellen, what was that like? What was it like in the arena when Clinton was done speaking? It sounded like he blew the roof off the place.
Well, he totally blew the roof off. And, of course, they one of the musical tunes that they kept on playing on and off during his time when he came in, when he left, was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. And I don't know if you remember the night that Bill and Hillary, or, well, as Billary as we used to call it in those days, was nominated. The tune they played was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. So that's pretty much what happened.
And in the lead up to Clinton, the things that he laid out, you could tell obviously, and this is part of the platform, you and I talked about this before, is obviously the economy and jobs. And don't you expect that this is going to be a big portion of what Obama is going to talk about on Thursday?
Well, yes. I mean, clearly he's going to talk about jobs. Clearly the economy was the biggest thing. And you know, what I used to remember, I covered Clinton all 8 years he was in the White House. And so I remember, I mean, he was just an amazing speaker. And frankly, he came and did a few off the records in the White House press room. And he just would impress everybody with his knowledge. Dick Morris, who absolutely, you know, now despises Bill Clinton and everything else like that, used to say that he was so smart that he would just take his finger, index finger, and read down a page of a book and understand everything as if he were a machine.
Wow. And if you, and everybody, I guess not everybody, but people forget he was an Oxford guy ultimately, remember?
Right, exactly.
so it paid off. He definitely had that knowledge. So Clinton fired up the Democrats saying America is better off because of Obama. It'll be interesting to hear the responses, and we've already gotten some of them from...
Well, they also came up with the number of jobs created by Republicans, the number of jobs created by Democrats. Was really quite amazing.
Yeah, I thought so, too. There was a lot of statistics in there, and we're going to talk about those during this hour of America Tonight. I wanted to ask you about this, Sandra Fluke. I thought she actually was well-spoken, and she had a primetime moment.
I was very surprised by Sandra Fluke. She did a good job. And I want to just say my prediction about Elizabeth Warren is if she makes it to be the candidate, if by any chance she makes it, the senator, then I think she will be a vice presidential nominee. I thought she was that good.
Wow, yeah. I think that she definitely, people embraced what she had to say. And plus, I think if you look at what she talked about, and maybe you would agree with this, she appeals to definitely the more liberal aspect of the Democratic Party, I think.
Well, definitely so, but she was a very rousing speaker and showed that she could be a formidable candidate. It'll be interesting to see if she and Scott Brown do any debate.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see that. Oh, that'd be excellent. Ellen, thanks so much for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, so you heard Ellen say, talking about that it's not a surprise the way Clinton spoke. Even his Republican friends wouldn't be surprised at the way Clinton is when he's in front of crowds. This is vintage. He's excellent at this kind of thing and probably sets the bar very, very high for President Obama to try to top the way that he is able to speak to people, even in very, very big crowds. We are going to talk about the numbers. We're going to talk about the numbers of jobs, as Ellen said there. That was a key thing, I think, that came out of the Clinton speech. And the number of jobs, what they were talking about, and a lot of different statistics came out, but one of them was 4.5 million. And what's interesting is you kept hearing that 4.5 million new jobs, not just mentioned in Clinton's speech, but in others who also spoke. If you remember, the San Antonio mayor, Julian Castro, rather, when he spoke, he talked about that number too. But when you actually look at what the 4.5 million is, there is a total of 5.4 million jobs, right? And so that number sounds pretty good. But when you break it down, I looked at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they talk about non-farm private payrolls, and that they had hit a post-recession low of 106.8 million. And we're talking about even just in the previous, you know, we're talking about private sector jobs, the growth of them since January of 2010. So the 4.5 million, if you look at the gain, it's a gain of less than half a million over the course, actually, of the Obama administration, because the private jobs figure was 111 million in January 2009, the month that he took office. Sounds confusing. It's not confusing. This is the thing with numbers. As somebody who likes numbers, there are ways to manipulate it, and definitely this number can easily be manipulated. Now, there is some interesting comparisons, and we have a guest coming up in our next hour who is going to talk about, has a book out, where he actually broke down all kinds of numbers and compared them, where the economic growth was with different presidents all the way back from Hoover, and who had the net gain. Was it the Democrats or was it the Republicans overall, if we wanted to look at those numbers and where they are? Because really now, this election with 60 plus days to go is about the numbers. Clearly, it's about the question that both sides are asking, are you better off now than you were before? What is the answer to the question? I absolutely want to hear from all of you on that one. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I mean, this is an active audience, and you send tons of emails, and I feel like we really hear a lot of that stuff. And for the most part, what I've heard from people is, no, they're scared to death. They've lost a lot of money in their retirement account. They've lost jobs. They're struggling to make ends meet. Those are the real numbers. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Here on America Tonight, we're going to give you snippets of the Bill Clinton speech because it was so long. I don't know. I didn't expect him to speak for an hour, but he did. I don't know that the Democrats necessarily, at least some of them seemed like they didn't expect him to speak for an hour. But I, as I said before, you have to give him high marks for the way that he speaks, because he is an engaging performer without a doubt. And from that perspective, he sets the bar pretty high, I think, for Barack Obama. Some of the key things that he said included lots of numbers, lots of conversation about the economy. He talked about the fact that, in his opinion, coming out of the Republican convention, that the Republicans, one of his big lines, and he had a whole bunch of them, he had a lot of one-liners that got reaction from the crowd, which is also vintage Bill Clinton. And one of the things he said is that, hey, the Republicans apparently don't fact check. So he mentioned that, and then he talked about loopholes and said that, you know, if you look at the economics of it and what the Republican plan, Mitt Romney's plan, would do compared to Obama's plan, they talk about loopholes and eliminating loopholes. But then when pressed, they don't tell you what the loopholes are. And this theme running all the way through it was, are you better off? Are you willing to help other people? And you have to have a middle class, because that's what turns things around in an economy. So if you don't grow the middle class, then you're up the creek without a paddle, basically. To which Mitt Romney realizes that this is part of the Democratic cry. He says that he hasn't grown the middle class. And I talked about the numbers in the beginning, and we'll have more numbers for you. And I think it really depends on how you look at some of those numbers. I think Ellen's right. It was impressive, some of the stuff that Clinton threw out, but then you have to also look at it and fact check it and see where those numbers are coming from too, you know, as well. So coming up here on the show, also, we're going to let you hear what Elizabeth Warren had to say, at least a little bit of it, because she spoke for about 15 minutes, too. And she's in a tight race for the Senate in Massachusetts with Scott Brown. And, you know, the debate between the two of them, I think, would be good, because Scott Brown is really good on his feet as well. Why is that significant? Because the Republicans, to gain the majority in the Senate, would need four. They'd need really four more seats. If looking at it now, you've got 21 Democratic seats, what's up for grabs. You have a couple of independents, and then you've got 10 Republicans, too, as well. So 10 Republican seats, 21 Democrats, and two independents. the Republicans need to gain four somewhere. Where would that be? A lot of people thought in the Senate that would be Aiken's race against Claire McCaskill, the incumbent senator, Democratic senator from Missouri. But after his comments about legitimate rape, now it's much, much tighter, and it's kind of actually swinging into her favor. That could have been the gain for the Republicans. That's why the Elizabeth Warren-Scott Brown race is also so, so big. We also don't want to ignore here on America Tonight what else is happening in the world. I woke up and got a text from somebody about Costa Rica. The earthquake in Costa Rica, did you know there was one? 7.6. And when it first hit, there was some confusion as to whether or not there was going to be a tsunami warning, or there was a tsunami warning, and it just cut a wide swath across Central America. Some houses collapsed, highways were blocked off, and some skies were black. It caused panic, and at least one person died from a heart attack. But notice I say one person died from a heart attack. When you hear 7.6, And that's it. That's incredible. I mean, that's absolutely incredible that we're not saying many more people than that. Because I thought for sure, yes, there's going to be displaced people, and there are a lot of displaced people. But 7.6, if I told you that happened in downtown San Francisco or parts of Los Angeles, the first thing you would ask me is how many people died in this. And this was a deep quake, 25 miles below the surface. And, you know, maybe that's why, because if you think about it, deeper a lot of times is less damaging than the ones that happen close to the surface, like some of the ones that we've seen in San Fran and in Los Angeles, especially around that San Andreas Fault. So if you've been to Costa Rica and you know how beautiful it is, and you think of some of those roads and some of the construction down there, man, that is absolutely amazing. Little towns too, where you had maybe 5,000-6,000 people, and they had to evacuate some people, and people got scared and they ran into the streets. But still, incredible that we're not talking about a lot of people, you know, getting hurt or killed in this earthquake. We also had our first Nail the Score, and we had to do it on Tuesday because the NFL game was on Wednesday, as we're swinging into Thursday, and nobody nailed the score, I don't think. There were a couple people who emailed us with their guesses who might have come close. I have to double check that. But I was watching the tail end of it. We may have a winner. We might have Dave in Vermont might have nailed the score, because the final score was 24-17. He did get that, 24-17. So he was one of the last people in the gate. And if you're listening to me, Dave, brother, you won. You win the swag bag from America Tonight. Hard to believe that we had a winner on the first game out of the gate, but we do. Woohoo! Where are the balloons? We need the campaign balloons. Any applause? Woo! That's exciting. Very exciting, because I didn't think actually that anyone had hit it when I first looked at it. Wow. We have a winner, definitely. Absolutely. Coming up the rest of the way here on America Tonight, I keep talking about the numbers, and sure, we're going to look at the numbers, and we're going to hear what Elizabeth Warren had to say, and a couple of other people as well. A funny little clip from Chuck Schumer from earlier in the day. Now, this is the Democrats, and we're talking about what kind of a bounce Obama will get out of the convention versus what Mitt Romney got out of the Republican convention. In most polls, Romney got, you know, 1, 2, 3, even 4 points, and one of them, Rasmussen, had him at 4 points. I've been talking about that, and he's holding steady there. Can he continue to hold onto that edge? That's key, because now, theoretically anyway, especially when you have any kind of an incumbent, there's always a little bit of an edge there. But I think you can tell that while there's enthusiasm at the Democratic convention in Charlotte, there also is a lot of defense that's happening. There are a lot of people that are playing defense with what the Republicans said, and I'm kind of, in a way, I'm kind of surprised by that. Obviously, they have to address some things, but I'm surprised that they are focusing on that as much instead of, okay, here's what he's done so far. Here's what the plan is. There was some of that in Clinton's speech. He talked about health care. He talked about Medicare and Medicaid and what would happen if the Republicans got in. But to me, it seems like, you know, I just mentioned the big football game to start off the NFL season and our nail the score. And you got to play, certainly you have to play some defense. But to me, it's more about the offense. So will Obama do more of the offense when he comes on the stage, or will we see that he's doing a little bit of the same thing and talking about the Republicans and specifically talking about Mitt Romney and what his policies would mean? The setup with theoretically Clinton talking the way he did is that he would take some of that heat off of Obama and he would just focus on what's going to happen in the future. But I don't know. I heard that there are a few things in his speech that are going to be very similar to the road that Clinton went down. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, including an American tennis player. Yeah, we had to slip it in and get away from politics for just one second. Decides it's time to retire. Hang with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That we bring to Washington. I always give a one-word answer. Arithmetic.
All right, that was a little portion of Bill Clinton's speech. As I said, numbers, numbers, numbers. That's what it's about. That's what this whole election's about. That's why we've had a lot of economists on. We did that at the RNC. We've got somebody coming up that's going to talk about numbers, too, as well, and we'll show you that he's saying that it really supports the Democrats because of history, history being on the side of the Democrats as far as the economy is concerned. And that's coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight. All right, I said we had some odds and ends that we were also going to throw at you. And I want you to think about this question honestly. Forget what your neighbors are saying. Forget what your party's saying. Forget what your wife is saying. Or your friends. How do you feel? Are you what? A, B, C, D. Are you better off? Are you worse off? Are you completely down the rabbit hole? Are you ready to move? Are you, you know, it used to be, remember the comments like Alec Baldwin, who now has hit the stratosphere of fame with 30 Rock and some other things he's doing with his sarcasm and comedy. He's just a darling of commercials. And remember he said when if Bush were to get reelected, he was moving to Canada. I'm moving to Canada. Forget it. I'm not going to do it. So I'm wondering if some of you feel the same way about Barack Obama, that if he gets reelected, boy, I'm in such bad shape. I might as well move. I might as well move. So the signs that we're seeing, too, in the convention, coming out of the convention in Charlotte, are all about the middle class, stronger middle class, keep the middle class strong, different sort of variations of that. It's not one thing across the board, but the main key word that is featured in there, just as a quick aside for you, is middle class, and that was part of Bill Clinton's speech there, going back to the numbers, that it doesn't add up if you don't have the middle class, if they're not getting the things that they need with Pell Grants and education and all that kind of stuff, that ultimately it'll lead to hyperinflation and the complete collapse of the economy, that it just doesn't work if you go back and you look at history. All right, history in odds and ends was definitely on the side of Andy Roddick when he first started his career in tennis. He was the great hope for America, just an amazing serve. I saw him at the U.S. Open hit a serve, I'm not kidding you, 158 miles an hour. I can't believe I was there. I was there, though, the reason I say I can't believe, because it was just random, I was there, he hit the serve, and everybody was talking about, wow, 158, nobody has surpassed that. We have big servers in the game of tennis, but that was an amazing record that he set, and he won a U.S. Open, but he never won any other majors after that. He still was super competitive, won well over 600 matches in his career, played Davis Cup, and was the big hope for U.S. tennis, and never quite lived up to that, at least in the majors category. Unfortunately for him, he ran into a dominant Roger Federer, and that's what made such a big difference. So he goes out with a loss, a four-set loss to Juan Del Potro. He announced at the beginning of the U.S. Open that he was going to retire. Here's a little bit of Andy Roddick talking about the game.
One thing I'm not scared of about retirement is the people that I go home to. They're great, and I appreciate it. And since I was a kid, I've been coming to this tournament, and I felt lucky just to sit where all of you are sitting today, and to watch this game, and to see the champions that have come and gone. And I've loved every minute of it.
All right, so he retires at the age of 30. Isn't that interesting? We're talking about when you can retire in this country, and at 30, that's what happens. You can end a career, and he ends with a U.S. Open loss, doesn't make it into the finals, which would have been amazing if he had gotten there in the first place with some of the obstacles that would have been in front of him. The real reason for his retirement is he said that his shoulder was just awful, and he felt like it was Hamburger Helper when he woke up every day, so he decided that it was time to retire. One thing that Andy Roddick won't be thinking about is something that people think about during hurricane season all the time. Is this going to be the one that ends up hitting my little corner of the world and wreaks even more havoc down upon my family and myself? We just went through the whole Isaac thing and what the damage has been to the people in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana, especially some of those parishes in Louisiana. Now we have another hurricane, Leslie, this time. You know, if you go down the list, they're already named. You can easily find that list. You can move along the list and you know what's coming next. But this is a hurricane that they say is going to pound Bermuda with winds and whatnot. And ultimately, what we care about, no offense to the people of beautiful Bermuda, but what's going to happen here in the United States? Is it going to hit any of our coastal areas, even get that close? Or does it dissipate or turn into a wicked rainstorm before it even has a chance to catch part of the U.S.? And the answer is that the folks at the Hurricane Center in Miami couldn't be more busy tracking and watching to see where these storms are going to go. Because even with a tracker, and I've seen this, even when you're tracking it, it looks like one thing's going to happen, but then something, there's kind of, for lack of a better way to describe it, there's some kind of fly in the ointment that changes the direction. So we're talking about hundreds of miles away still from Bermuda, and it's a slow-moving kind of storm. But once it hits Bermuda, then it could intensify. It's a Category 1. They said it's going to be a Category 1. So you're talking about, what, 75-mile-an-hour winds. Don't we all feel like weather forecasters now? But once it hits there, where does it go after that? It could hit Bermuda over the weekend, and then does it spin from Bermuda and end up going anywhere toward the U.S.? Chances are right now, there's no worry. Right now they're saying no, that it certainly doesn't look that way. But there are never any guarantees of that. So watching these hurricanes and how it's going to affect British territory this weekend, maybe even from Cat 1 to Cat 2, and unfortunately for that island anyway, if you've ever been there, beautiful place, if you've ever been there. Off the East Coast, there's all kinds of great deals to Bermuda. It really could be what they're calling a historic storm. And, you know, it's that thing where you look at a hurricane on a map. You look at a tropical storm that turns into a hurricane. I've already said this a million times. We've talked about it with Isaac. I did weather for like 2 seconds in Kearney, Nebraska. But you see the red dot, and then you see the green, and you look at the eye of the hurricane. And, man, it looks like it's just going to demolish Florida. Florida, North Carolina, forget Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville, they're all gone. But by the time it actually hits Bermuda and then comes maybe further inland and keeps going, you know, then it's just a flip of the coin, actually, as to whether or not we're gonna actually see that storm and get some of the trailings of what happened in Bermuda. Hopefully not, because if it does, you have to think about what we just went through on the Gulf Coast, and then you think of gas prices, and you think of ultimately what's affected by these storms, and that means all of us will be affected by that. It's not just the people that get hit by the storm at XYZ place in the U.S. if it hits land. No, it's also the effects on food, gas, and everything else in between. Probably, you know, citrus especially, when you look at what happens in Florida, particularly if it happened to hit Florida. But it's not looking that way anyway. Right now it's the hurricane that is going to hit Bermuda, but does it go any further than that? Yeah, we don't know at this point. So, you know, speaking of food, and I think the reason I had that on my brain here for odds and ends is the number of poor Americans who ran short of food, you know, shot up to 800,000 in 2011 to nearly 17 from shot up by 800,000 in 2011 to nearly 17 million compared with 2010. That is a scary statistic. Of all the numbers that can be manipulated by politics, these are hardcore numbers that are coming out of Washington. So that means the Department of Agriculture is saying that 5.5% of Americans, or 17 million, have very low food security. That's the word that's used for that. So they have a report. It's called the Food Security Report, and it was released just on the heels of the government saying that 46.7 million Americans enrolled for food stamps in June, and that is up by a wicked amount, too, almost 180,000, actually, in May is what we saw. So high unemployment, slow growth since 2008, 2009, and that recession. We've seen that food stamps, the enrollment keeps on growing. And the cost of food aid to poor people is an election issue. Republicans want cuts in food stamps and Medicaid to reduce the deficit, because we got to figure out how we're going to break this in half. The Democrats are saying, oh, no, 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 the cuts are too deep. Who's right? All right, a little bit of Elizabeth Warren as she's in a tight race in Massachusetts for the Senate. Stay with us.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Charlotte. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. One of the big moments from Charlotte, besides Bill Clinton, he is the rock star for the Democratic Party, without a doubt, the former president. The one of the big moments besides Clinton was Elizabeth Warren. She was on right before he was, and she's in a tight race for Senate in Massachusetts. Scott Brown, who's a Republican but doesn't always vote Republican, says he votes on the issues, even though mostly he sides Republican and he's conservative and whatnot. He's fighting to stay in the Senate, and she's trying to take the seat away. She gave a pretty interesting speech. She's talking to, of course, people who will embrace her ideas. If there is a liberal bent in the party, which there is, she definitely embodies that. Here is a little bit of Elizabeth Warren so you can hear.
I'm Elizabeth Warren, and this is my first Democratic convention. For the Senate, and I sure never dreamed that I'd be the warm-up act for President Bill Clinton. He's an amazing man who had the good sense to marry one of the coolest women on this planet. I want to give a special shout-out to the Massachusetts delegation. I'm counting on you to help me win and to help President Obama win. I'm here tonight to talk about hardworking people, people who get up early, stay up late, cook dinner, and help out with homework, people who can be counted on to help their kids, their parents, their neighbors, and the lady down the street whose car broke down, people who work their hearts out but are up against a hard truth. The game is rigged against them. It wasn't always this way. Like a lot of you, I grew up in a family on the ragged edges of the middle class. My daddy sold carpeting and ended up as a maintenance man. After he had a heart attack, my mom worked the phones at Sears so we could hang on to our house. All three of my brothers served in the military. One was career, the second a good union job in construction, and the third started a small business. Me? I was waiting tables at 13 and married at 19. I graduated from public schools and taught elementary school. I have a wonderful husband, two great children, and three beautiful grandchildren. And I'm grateful down to my toes for every opportunity that America gave me. This is a great country. An America that invested in its kids and built a strong middle class that allowed millions of children to rise from poverty and establish secure lives. An America that created Social Security and Medicare so that seniors could live with dignity. An America in which each generation built something solid so that the next generation could build something better. But now, for many years, our middle class has been chipped, squeezed, and hammered. Talk to the construction worker I met from Malden, Massachusetts, who went 9 months without finding work. Talk to the head of a manufacturing company in Franklin, trying to protect jobs but worried about rising costs. Talk to the student in Worcester who worked hard to finish his degree, and now he's drowning in debt. Their fight is my fight, and it's Barack Obama's fight, too. That's right. Yes. People feel like the system is rigged against them. And here's the painful part. They're right. The system is rigged. Look around. Oil companies guzzle down billions in profits. Billionaires pay lower tax rates than their secretaries. And Wall Street CEOs, the same ones who wrecked our economy and destroyed millions of jobs, still strut around Congress, no shame, demanding favors, and acting like we should thank them. Does anyone here have a problem with that? Yeah, well, I do too. I do too. I talk to small business owners all across Massachusetts, and not one of them, not one, made big bucks from the risky bets that brought down our economy. I talk to nurses and programmers, salespeople and firefighters, people who bust their tails every day, and not one of them, not one, stashes their money in the Cayman Islands to avoid paying their fair share of tax. Someone else made more money. We're Americans. We celebrate success. We just don't want the game to be rigged. We've fought to level the playing field before. About a century ago, when corrosive greed threatened our economy and our way of life, the American people came together under the leadership of Teddy Roosevelt and other progressives to bring our nation back from the brink. We started to take children out of factories and put them in schools. We began to give meaning to the
world. All right, Elizabeth Warren in a dead heat race. I wanted you to hear that. A dead heat race for an important Senate seat in Massachusetts. I just looked at the polling numbers, had someone send them to me, and it is dead heat, absolutely. For those of you who don't know who she is, she's a Harvard law professor, and she's definitely attaching herself to the middle and working class voters. You heard some of the jabs in the snippet there about Romney when you're talking about the Cayman Islands, and she talked about her upbringing, and she was a waitress and all that stuff. And I think what people will take out of that is her jabs at oil companies and the subsidies, and the system is rigged, the game is rigged, and we keep coming back to the same thing. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The Republicans are asking it, and the Democrats are saying we are better off. That was one of the clear-cut things that Elizabeth Warren, as she went through, ended up saying in her speech, and so did President Clinton, too, as well, talking about, oh, yes, it's a long road to recovery, but we are better off. And it was one of those rebel-rousing kind of deals, I think, between the two of them to really get the Democrats ready for Barack Obama's speech, which, of course, caps things off just like Romney did on Thursday. What I found really, really interesting about so far about both of these conventions is that both wives spoke. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, got massive credit for her speech, and Ann Romney also got massive credit for her speech as well. But in the end, coming out of either one of the conventions, it's about convincing you or me to vote perhaps in a different direction, to look at where we are, look at the economy, and ask that same question we keep saying over and over again. Are we better off? What direction are we headed in? I think more than ever, it's time to look at the policies. And that's why I let you hear some of Warren, because that race is important. The Republicans, to gain the advantage in the Senate, in other words, the voice, the majority, they need four. They need a plus four. And there are 33 seats in all up for grabs of the 100 Senate seats. This is a key battle, and it is dead even. Dead even. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. You can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.